Maybe nothing at all. my pellet. So the wolf's not breathing. To the wearing clock. And the seraphel scorches the heavens. And you can't catch her. You can't do this here. Inertia. Heat death, everything stop. No more death now. No more time will tell. Heat death, everything stop. No more gravity.
Every dark and bush, every heart and toy. Folks, welcome back to the Best Albums of 2025 episode of Syrup Mousse Radio. Let's just quickly run down what you just heard. We kicked the show off with Peace in Vietnam by Touching Grass from their album Nixon Noise. Then you heard Something in the Water by 2 Octavia, Pink Himalayan by God Alone, Jaded Mountain by Idle Airs. The Steel Creek Murder is already the name of a band, so I'll just call this song Untitled by Keening. Junkyard Kingpin by Void Scan, Heat Death by Aya, Why We Never Return to the Moon by Nuvo Lascura, Violent Measures by Cell, and most recently, City of Rust by Fox Cult. Those are numbers 15 through 6 of my favorite albums of 2025. And in the next few minutes here, we're going to check out my top 5. So I thought first what I would do is just run them down for you before we get to it. So let's do that, shall we? First up, and the next band you're going to hear, Vancouver screamo band called Emma Goldman, named after an anarchist. You know that was going to be my first, that was going to catch my attention. The album is called All You Are Is We, and it rips really hard. After that, at number 4, you've got Am I in Trouble with Spectrum, easily the best black metal album I've ever heard. Backwash with Only Dust Remains. Ethel Cain with Perverts. And Moor Mother and Sumac with The Film is my number one favorite album of the year. Each of these is going to get two songs in the next segment here. Give you a bit of a sense of what you're in for. And I'll tell you right now, Ethel Kane and Sumac and Moor Mother, the songs are long. I think one of the Sumac songs is like 16 minutes and the Ethel Kane ones collectively are about 26. So it's a lot, but they're my favorite of the year for a reason, and I hope that you enjoy them also. I would love to hear from you what your favorite albums of the year have been. So please let me know, syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. Send me a message on Facebook. Send me a message on Instagram, whatever. Tell me what your favorite album of the year was. Maybe I'll try and do a New Year's episode of everybody's favorites. Who knows? And don't send me like five. Like, if you do send me some, send me one. The one album that will forever be 2025 to you. And if you would like to send a message to the show for our 100th episode coming up in just 7 weeks, you can do so at syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I will play your messages on the show. And hopefully I have some to play. And if not, you know, that's fine too. I don't want to force it. I want to talk a bit about selection for the list this year. I find that every year, kind of like the same 10 or 20 albums get repeated ad nauseum. And so what I tried to do this time was to grab the smaller stuff that really stood out to me this year that maybe wasn't talked about as much, at least in my little spheres of influence. So that's what's informed a lot of this. It was a great year for huge bands that just don't need the extra attention or help, I guess. You know, like I really enjoyed the new Of Mice and Men and the new Tetrarch and Thrice and Tala and Spirit Box. Like, there's so much music from bands that, you know, adding to their profile isn't necessarily going to be meaningful. So I wanted to make my top 15 from truly the albums that stood out that I didn't see everybody talking about. The exception being, of course, that Ethel Kane and Moor Mother and Sumac, and even to a certain extent, Am I in Trouble and Backwash, a lot of my top five, I guess, really probably don't need my voice either. But, you know, to not put them where they are would be dishonest. And so I wanted to make sure I did. And yeah, I hope that out of this you find some music that maybe you missed or wouldn't have otherwise taken a look at. And if not, I don't know what to tell you. This is my list. My list is correct. And that is not a non-debatable fact. As always, you can reach out to this show if you feel like it by emailing syrupmoosrecords@gmail.com. I will answer stuff. Heck, I'll probably answer it on air, but who knows? Anyway, we're going to get into Emma Goldman from their album, All You Are Is We. The song is called I Seem to Be an Adjective. This is my number five best album of 2025, and we're going to be back in the next hour. Enjoy. We'll be right back. Listening to Syrup Moose Radio, a